Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nainar Tree's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Private Markets Building Better Portfolios with Private Equity, Private Credit, and Private Real Estate by Tony Davido is an investing and wealth management guide focused on how private market assets can be used alongside traditional stocks and bonds. Written for financial advisors and individual investors, it explains what private equity, private credit, and private real estate are, why they have drawn increasing attention, and what makes them structurally different from public market investments. The book emphasizes practical portfolio integration understanding, expected roles in diversification, the trade-offs created by illiquidity and longer time horizons, and the growing menu of product structures that have expanded access beyond institutions and family offices. Davido draws on decades of work with high net worth investors and advisors to frame decision-making around allocation design, manager selection considerations, and a total portfolio mindset. Rather than treating alternatives as a separate sleeve, the book positions private markets as tools that require deliberate planning, governance, and investor education to be used responsibly. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, democratization and product evolution in private markets. A central theme is that private markets are no longer limited to large institutions and family offices. The book describes how product innovation and distribution through the wealth channel have increased availability for financial advisors and eligible individual investors. That expanded access creates opportunity, but also raises the bar for due diligence and client communication. Private market strategies can come in different vehicles and structures, each carrying distinct liquidity terms, cash flow profiles, and transparency levels. Davido treats these structural features as core investing inputs, not administrative details, because they affect suitability, rebalancing, and the ability to meet spending or tax needs. The discussion also highlights why investor expectations must be reset compared with public markets. Reporting cadence differs, valuation is less continuous, and capital is often committed for long periods. The takeaway is not that access is inherently good or bad, but that advisors must understand what has changed and what has not. Even as access broadens, private markets still demand discipline around governance, pacing of commitments, and aligning investment structure with client objectives and constraints. Secondly, private equity return potential and the illiquidity trade-off. The book devotes focused attention to private equity as a distinct engine of long-term growth potential, while emphasizing the realities that accompany it. Compared with public equities, private equity investing typically involves multi-year holding periods, limited interim liquidity, and a need to evaluate managers, strategy specialization, and execution capabilities. Davido frames private equity as more than a label. Outcomes depend on how value is created and captured over time, and on the investor experience created by commitment structures and capital call schedules. A key practical point is that private equity exposure must be planned within the context of an investor's broader balance sheet and time horizon. Investors may need to tolerate less frequent pricing and accept that liquidity is constrained during market stress. The book also highlights the importance of understanding structural trade-offs, including fees, complexity, and the dispersion of results among managers. For wealth management readers, the lesson is to treat private equity as a portfolio building block that can contribute to long-term objectives, but only when the investor can support the timeline, the cash flow mechanics, and the governance required to stay committed through a full cycle. Thirdly, private credit, the rise of non-bank lending in portfolios. Private credit is presented as an increasingly prominent alternative as lending activity has expanded beyond traditional banks. Davido explains why many investors consider private credit potential income generation, differentiated sources of return, and exposure to credit markets through privately originated loans. The book underscores that private credit is not a single uniform category. Risk and behavior can vary with seniority, collateral, borrower quality, and the underwriting standards of the manager. That makes manager evaluation and structure analysis essential. In a wealth management setting, private credit can be positioned as a complement to public fixed income, but not a simple substitute, because liquidity terms, valuation practices, and stress behavior may differ materially. The book also stresses that private credit involves trade-offs similar to other private assets, less liquidity and more complex structures in exchange for potential benefits. The practical implication for portfolio construction is that private credit allocations should be sized with attention to cash needs and risk concentration, and monitored with an understanding of how credit cycles can affect default risk, recovery outcomes, and the availability of refinancing. Fourthly, private real estate and real asset sector differences and role in diversification. Davido addresses private real estate with an emphasis on how different property sectors can behave differently and therefore should not be treated as interchangeable exposures. The book highlights that real estate outcomes are shaped by cash flow stability, lease structures, financing conditions, and local or sector-specific fundamentals. So allocation decisions benefit from clarity about what type of real estate exposure is being pursued. In portfolio terms, private real estate is often considered for its combination of income and potential diversification, but the book reinforces that investors must still account for illiquidity, valuation lags, and the possibility that some risks become correlated during downturns. Beyond real estate, the book points readers toward real assets such as infrastructure and natural resources as part of the broader private markets ecosystem. These exposures can introduce different economic sensitivities and may serve distinct roles depending on an investor's objectives. The key takeaway is a classification mindset. Investors and advisors should map each private real asset exposure to its intended portfolio job, the underlying drivers of return, and the constraints created by structure and liquidity terms. Lastly, portfolio construction, total portfolio approach, and secondaries. A recurring message is that private markets should be integrated through a total portfolio approach rather than treated as an isolated alternatives bucket. DeVito discusses asset allocation and portfolio construction in practical terms, focusing on how private equity, private credit, and private real estate can be combined with public stocks and bonds to pursue diversification and risk-adjusted outcomes. Because private assets introduce capital commitment mechanics and constrained liquidity, portfolio design must incorporate pacing, cash management, and an awareness of how private valuations are reported. The book also brings attention to secondaries as a meaningful part of the private markets ecosystem. Secondary markets can help address challenges created by long holding periods by enabling transfers of existing positions, potentially improving flexibility and portfolio management options. At the same time, secondary transactions have their own pricing dynamics and require expertise. The broader lesson is implementation realism. Private market allocation is not only a question of target percentages, but also of governance, rebalancing limitations, and decision rules that keep portfolios aligned with objectives through time. Advisors are encouraged to build processes that match the complexity of the tools being used. In conclusion, this book is best suited for financial advisors, portfolio strategists, and engaged individual investors who want a structured understanding of private equity, private credit, and private real estate without treating them as mysterious add-ons. Readers benefit most if they are responsible for making allocation recommendations, evaluating products, or explaining trade-offs to clients who are newly interested in private markets because access has expanded. The practical value lies in how the book ties asset class overviews to implementation realities, illiquidity, cash flow management, structural considerations, and the need for governance and manager scrutiny, rather than promising a shortcut to superior returns. It focuses on how these investments can be incorporated thoughtfully into diversified portfolios and how expectations should be set around timelines and constraints. It also stands out in the alternatives category by emphasizing portfolio construction and a total portfolio mindset, connecting private markets to broader wealth management decisions and macro context. For readers comparing it with more technical institutional texts or highly promotional introductions, DeVito's approach is positioned as advisor-friendly and application-oriented, combining clear explanations of the main private market segments with a practical roadmap for using them responsibly as part of long-term portfolio planning. If you would like to support Tony DeVito, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.